First, I just want to say a quick word of compliment to Dave Adams and the people of Perth. They've been doing a terrific job. You might remember that they identified some 40,000 latent accounts. I was just getting caught up with Dave. Those people have all been contacted, and many of them discovered they had retirement funds, money they didn't know about, and many others had been lost sight of, and they've simply updated their mailing lists and are back in the business of accumulating retirement with PERF. But these folks here are doing a great job in general of serving Indiana retirees and public service retirees, and we're really appreciative, Dave,
for your
efforts. Today's about Indiana's economy, about entrepreneurism and innovation. In our new economic strategy, perhaps the most important piece, but also the most difficult, is that dealing with innovation, startup companies, new growth in Indiana, growing our own jobs. This is enormously important to a successful economic comeback, but it's also not something that the government has a lot of tools for dealing with. But today, we do take one very important step with the creation of the investment fund, Indiana Investment Fund Number 1, under the auspices of PERF. We will more than double the amount of venture capital, investment capital, specifically earmarked for Indiana firms. We believe that one thing holding back the growth of entrepreneurial companies in this state has been the relative scarcity of funds. And we think that no Hoosier with a good idea should not have the chance, at least, at the money to try it out. And PERF, by creating this fund, aiming it specifically at new and high-potential Indiana businesses, going to, in one step, dramatically increase the possibility of the Apples and Microsofts of the future being born here and not somewhere else. So we appreciate this very much. It's being done not only responsibly, but directly pursuant to PERF investment policy. For 4 years, the PERF guidelines have called for 5% of the portfolio to be in alternative investments like this. And at present, it's only about a half of a percent. So even after this fund is in place, they will still have a long way to go to meet their own guidelines to maximize returns for their members, which is always their first assignment. But while pursuing better returns for their members, they are, as I say, allowing us to more than double the amount of venture capital specifically aimed at Indiana businesses. That is in the heart of the strategy that we have produced, and very grateful to them for helping us to implement it.
So 10% will now be invested in
startup companies? No. $100 million of PERF money plus some private funds. That $100 million represents about 0.6%, I think, of 0.6% of PERF assets. So, as I say, even after this, they will be, even after this money is actually invested, and that's going to take a long time, there'll only be a little over 1% of total assets in alternative investments, and therefore, I assume, looking for other such opportunities.
Are startup companies inherently risky?
Sure.
So how do you make sure, I guess, that you aren't taking chances with basically retirees' money?
Well, first of all, diversification is the heart of smart investing. And PERF has not been diverse in this one respect. Again, their board policy for several years has directed them to move a modest amount, that is 5% of total investments, into alternative investments like this. But they've simply been slow to do that. The vast majority, of course, of PERF assets will always be invested in more traditional vehicles. Must have said it pretty clearly. Well, let me just sum up by saying that This is an important day for small business, new business, and entrepreneurism in Indiana to more than double at one stroke the available venture capital that these firms can compete for. It means that there are going to be many more homegrown Hoosier businesses, various types, with a chance to blossom and grow up and become big contributors to the Indiana economy. This is directly pursuant to point 7 under the innovation section of our new economic strategy, and a very important step, first for the retirees who look to PERF, but also for all Hoosiers interested in a stronger economy.
Sure. Is there an example of a company that has gotten this startup money in the past from PERF that has been a success story?
PERF's never done this before.
No, we have not done this.
Oh, I thought you said that 0.1%.
I think, as I understand from Dave, 0.5 is in alternative investments of various kinds. But that is not an Indiana-specific firm. Incidentally, Mary Beth, Dave says that both by former board policy, I believe.
That is correct.
And also in at least one resolution of the General Assembly, PERF was encouraged over recent years to do this, but simply hadn't gotten around to it. So again, I think the concept is sound from an investment and protection of assets standpoint, certainly has had the support of the board, which created the 5% objective, General Assembly and others. We're simply acting on it now and aiming these alternative investments at Indiana, where we think there are a lot of great ideas and not nearly enough funds. Thanks.
Great.
There's some great...